Hello, Renata.
Hello, is it okay? I see myself only half.
Oh, I see you very
That is
well.
okay
It's
because
okay.
we
That's
use
funny.
only the audio, so that really doesn't
Yes.
matter.
Ah, okay. Well, then, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Then maybe tell at first about the main factors that led AFG to decide to leave X platform. Why was such a decision?
Yeah, I don't think it comes at a complete surprise, and we have not been the only ones. It was already a question when Musk took over Twitter and X. We were not pleased with that. But now, with the fact that Trump won the elections and the richest man of the world got a very important role within the new government, and the fact that X indeed continued or even worsened its algorithm policy by, I think one can say, boosting once his own account, but by sharing increasingly falsehood, disinformation, all sort of content we are fighting against, because we as a journalist federation are defending journalism is a public good and searching for truth. We thought it's about time to leave. We had tried already before with Mastodon and Threat, so it was not the first attempt, but yeah, it was now much easier to do that. And we also invite our member, our affiliates to do the same. And most of them, or many, have done so. And they were actually quite happy that the EFJ was giving a role model or a sign to leave X. And to be perfectly honest, of course, we all lost many followers. Blue Sky is not there where it is yet, but we feel also mentally much better to be on Blue Sky. We already had discussions with Blue Sky journalists. They asked us how we can improve it, and they explained us that they have very transparent algorithms in the public interests, and all that confirmed our decision.
But do you expect every single journalist who is represented by FG will leave platform X? Because under EFG there are almost 300,000 journalists, and some of them are there just because to make some monitoring
Of course.
about
No,
what's going
no,
on.
not at all. This is what the EFJ does. Anybody can do and will do whatever they want to. And we also understand when people want to remain on X, it is still a platform where you get a lot of information, not only disinformation. I think that's important as well. We would love also more politicians to go. And by the way, we are leaving officially on the 20th of January. So we are still there. We will freeze our account, but we, yeah, sort of passively remain there. Every single journalist, civil society organization, politicians, they have to decide for themselves. It's very clear. But you know also what has only happened within that last week. And yeah. Oof, it's, my neck is sort of not in good shape today. For us, as a confirmation, what we did was the right thing to do. We are very afraid that it gets much worse. The mingling of Musk into elections now in Germany is of our great concern. If you want, I can talk more about that. We hope very much that the European Commission now will react and enforce what we have in the Digital Service Act. For us, this is a clear interference and mingling in national elections, and it needs, as risk assessment, it needs a strong response by the European Commission. We are waiting for that. They have done it when it came to TikTok and Romania. So we hope they will also react when it comes now to what Musk is doing in terms of mingling international affairs.
But how would you describe the impact of Platform X on journalism and in whole public information? What is the impact of this platform?
Well, the impact is definitely spread of disinformation and falsehood and what have you. It is definitely also a boosting of Musk, which by itself is already dangerous. We had it already before the election of Trump. There was a clear interference. On the one hand, he promotes freedom of the expression. On the other hand, when he doesn't like certain persons and the content, he is the first one who censors them. So, you know, it's not even coherent what he is saying. And I think one of the first things he said when Trump was elected, or even already before, kept saying legacy media lies. I mean, they openly show their distrust to legacy media, to independent journalists. So I think, again, for us, when you have the choice, you should take it and be creative and change from a platform that is so openly against all the principles we have.
Do you see some risks of journalists leaving this platform because since there is so many disinformation and a lot of manipulating accounts, so journalists then will leave it to leave this life alone, so no impact from media?
I'm very glad that journalists are leaving. In any case, we are living in our different bubbles, and I don't think, and this is sad, I have to say, but I don't think that journalists staying on the platform have an impact on or against the absolute unprecedented disinformation campaign boosted by the algorithms of X, of Musk. As long as we have no change in that, it will not do much. But having said that, it doesn't mean that I would criticize journalists who stay on X. It's fine. Huh? And many also are on both. They're trying Blue Sky. It's new. It's not there as yet. And they're playing with it. And it's okay. But I would like also more politicians to be on Blue Sky. There was now a big move of members of the European Parliament. We saw it, who are moving to Blue Sky. There are a lot of lists which have been prepared. I think that's a very nice tool. I got the list of all the journalists on The Guardian, on FT, on German main media, and you can look at them and follow those you are interested in. So they are very interesting new tools that will make our lives easier. But we are in a way in a transition right now. X is dangerous. You have heard, I'm sure, about the live Thursday live stream on Alice Weidel, the chair of the AfD. And unfortunately, I'm almost sure it will boost her image of being a serious politician to be elected in Germany. It's dangerous what's happening. Very dangerous for our democracies.
But there was an article by Professor Henry Farrell recently, and he wrote that the fundamental problem is not that social media misinforms individuals about what's true or not, or untrue, but that it creates publics with malformed collective understandings. Do you think journalists and conventional media can do anything about it?
This is a very good question, and I normally like to be optimistic, to be perfectly honest. That's why I've been in this work for over 30 years, and also the journalists, they are the ones who give us the optimism by continuing against all odds, their vocation to serve the public. what's happening at the moment, also with all this algorithmic manipulation, is more than just spreading a bit of disinformation here and there. It's a paradigm change of narratives. I mean, what they are doing is really elaborating on a new narrative, which is authoritarian, which is against any kind of legislations, which is against any kind of democratic viewpoints, any kind of rule of law or public interest. And this is very dangerous. And for us, it's a wake-up call to legacy media, to independent media, to be against it. But we also know at the same time, we are living in times where we lack a business model for journalism. We have more and more media capture. The biggest media group in Germany, Springer, just sort of played with TASC, with Musk by offering him a comment in Die Welt. And while journalists protested against it, I read that Die Welt got more subscriptions. So it's very complicated. Normally we say the best, not weapon, but the best tool of journalists is the trust of the audience. But when the audience wants this other narrative, we have to become very creative.
And what about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg? They want to follow Platform X now. So
I don't
what
know if they
do
want
this?
To follow, but they now decided that they will stop their fact-checking, they will stop their content moderation, and they will not do much regarding political content anymore. And all this is in contrast to European legislation, to the Digital Service Act. That's why I stress again, our only hope is that the European Commission will enforce its law when it comes to Europe. That Meta in Europe, whatever they say in the United States, they have to follow European rules if they want to be here. But we also know there is a realpolitik that Trump already said, you know, if you dare to put legislation on us, we will leave the NATO or whatever. So, yeah, we are living in dangerous times. And probably as an industry, together with publishers and broadcasters and civil society groups, we will write to the Commission and really urging them to do what they're meant to do, to implement digital services.
Do you think Elon Musk wants influence politics not only in US but in Europe also? For example, in Germany, he already has some very interesting announcements.
Absolutely, that's what he wants. Divided Impera. He wants to push the right, as I was talking about before, the anti-democratic forces. And he's doing it already. He already mingles with the AfD in German elections. He mingles in the UK with Farage. And yeah, Trump and Musk together, they get along very well with Giorgia Meloni, who is a prime minister who is trying to erode press freedom and not following the playbook of rule of law. So yeah, it has already started.
Elon Musk told for X users, this is the way, you are the media now. So there is a big risk that social platforms might just take a voice away from the traditional media and significantly diminishing their influence. And how can media outlets respond on this?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think one problem is that traditional media for too long have been completely dependent on digital platforms, on big tech. They depend on them on all levels, but they don't get much back. They don't get advertising money back. They don't get access to transparency, to data of who is using their content, which is primary for their survival. So there is an incredible imbalance between these tech monopolies and the news media, which is fragmented. They have different languages. They face many problems at national level. There are news deserts at local level. So having this unequal situation, but also dependent situation, it makes it even more difficult, because unfortunately, and that we have been criticizing for a long time, is that traditional or legacy media has been following by using clickbait, commercial means and social media logics, instead of saying, now we have to survive by servicing, by creating editorial content that is worth to be called journalism.
Do you think it's possible that after, no, for example, what did Journalist Association, what these platforms will be more responsible for society, will act more responsible, or maybe they will just no, okay, journalists are leaving, we will have more space for our opinions. Can journalists to wake up this responsibility? How do you think? Or it's real politics and
I think there are two things we have to differentiate. One is, when we talk about journalists, I mean, we have freelance journalists, but most journalists depend for their living still on media, be it digital or legacy or what have you. So they're not completely independent. That's why we have been saying, in a way, journalists have to take their destiny into their own hands and try to do journalism again, and be independent from many media, not all. There are still excellent media out there to do what they are supposed to do. That's why we also support new digital media hubs that are innovative, that are coming up with new audience formats, which are interesting for the young, with slow journalism, with constructive journalism. Because we know, I think one of the worst things is the news avoidance we face in our sector. And that is independent of social media. Probably social media has helped to that, because the trust element has gone so much down, and people don't differentiate anymore between what is journalism, between what is media capture, and what is social media. And then they say, well, I don't want to have any news. But, and I've seen that in journalism, there is a lot of great constructive journalism out there. And I really feel many journalists are trying hard to use their skills to have a human side, to think of what the audience wants, to be curious. I mean, curiosity, that's sort of also the essence of journalism. And many, many young people are curious of what is happening in the world, but they are tired of hearing only about wars, and we cannot blame them. So there is a lot of potential out there, and we hope, and we will also help our members in offering training and in maybe having a paradigm shift to come back to what we mean, what is journalism.